I know that you have a burden for pulpits, as we do here at the Stand in the Gap and the American Pastors Network. And we have a lot of pastors who listen to this program. We have a lot of spiritual church leaders who listen to this particular program. I'm wondering if you could take a couple of minutes and share with our people why the pulpit itself is singularly equipped to deal with the issues of life, whether we are talking about responding to natural disasters or racism or whatever the case may be. Why is the pulpit equipped to deal with this?
A great question. The pulpit is equipped to deal with these and all of the salient issues that we're processing right now. For one thing, because the pulpit, often called that sacred desk, it's where the Word of God is proclaimed, or it should be. So I'm going to presuppose a shepherd of a flock is a godly man who believes the Word and is committed to proclaim the truth of God's Word. We have got the voice of God in the pages of Scripture. So, truth is always relevant. But the other thing that I would say, and I would just plead with everyone listening who's a Sunday school teacher or in a position of leadership or a pastor, your congregants, and yes, young people, really do look to the clergy. Guys, we in all of our events, Truth for a New Generation, and by the way, we've got a camp next summer, an apologetics camp we're doing at North Greenville University, a Truth for a New Generation summer camp for a week. And I would encourage people to bring their kids to that. Just go to my website, alexmcfarland.com. You can email me, alex@alexmcfarland.com. And we'll give you info about the camp. But listen to this. We do surveys. We're in front of anywhere from 100,000 to 200,000 youth a year, have been for 15 years plus.
Wow.
And we do surveys. To whom do you look for issues about God, morality, premarital sex, life, the big issues? Number one is always parents. Mm-hmm. Somewhere in the top five are going to be teachers and peers, but virtually always number two are pastors and youth pastors. And so the pulpits are in a position to make a wonderfully positive difference because we have the Word of God. And yes, Pastor, you have the ear of people and you have the ear of young people.
Alex, what you're laying out is God's design. And we're going to have to wrap up and pray here in just a second. But what you're saying is that the younger people want direction and they're hungry for truth, are they not?
They are. They are. And I would encourage pastors, don't just be pragmatic, motivational speakers on how to have better communication with your spouse or better time management. That's fine. Preach the Word of God.
Amen.
And that's what He's promised to bless.